Hi, this is Raul Gallegos, and welcome to the audio walkthrough for Shades of Doom version 1.2. We are at the end of level 5, getting ready to start level 6. Just to recap, we are playing in the It's My Turn Daddy difficulty, and this is one of many ways to get past certain challenges. I will be sharing one of my favorite strategies. But keep in mind that it's not the only one. Okay, so we start off here with a creature coming right at us. There he is.
Bare fist.
Let's get rid of him with fists. Okay, so he hit us a little bit.
81%.
And didn't take too much damage.
Whoa!
East.
Okay, he didn't have anything
automatic
arm.
Vulcan.
Let's walk to this room. Oh, there's another arm right away.
Power armor taken.
Power pack ammunition
in 4 feet. Automatic Vulcan.
Power pack ammunition
taken. Elevator in 18 feet.
Alright, I'll talk about this in just a bit. Let me get out of the way of this noise. We pretty much are in the northwest corner of the area grid.
418.
Okay, so 418 tells me we're a little bit east, starting at the westmost point, and we're mostly north, starting from the south point. Remember, coordinates tell you west to east first, and then south to north second. At the elevator, we would have been at 219. Now, when we started this area here, you saw that there was two mutant humans, and they took a little bit of damage from me.
72%.
They took more damage than what I was expecting. But that's okay, because I'm going to share a strategy with you where they won't take as much damage. Also, you notice that from the second human here that I killed, I got a power pack ammunition, and I also got better armor. So the power armor is actually next to the highest of the armor that you can get. Our ammo count...
1,017.
...is actually pretty good. So we don't really have to watch out how much ammo we're using up. This area is the first to have a lot of rooms that are simply connected with each other. And you do get some hallways, but not as many. So if you're not very familiar with the layout of the area, then Control V will definitely help you so that you can set markers in case you get turned around in a fight or doing something else that might really disorient you and then you're not sure where you're at. Those markers will really help you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get out of this room.
Door in 19 feet.
Walking south here.
East.
And saving is a good thing to do a lot, especially in these areas.
Transport pack.
Okay,
taken.
Now we find ourselves in a short east-west hallway, which has a door on the east end, a door on the west end, which we just came through,
door
and
in 4 feet.
A door,
door
right there.
In 5 feet.
All right, let's go ahead and open this door and see what we have inside. There we go, I was a little off to the right of the door, so we ran into the wall.
Coffee machine in 20 feet.
Okay. There is a coffee machine here. And let's walk up to it. Okay. The coffee machine is a way to fight back. Right now, as I mentioned, my health is a little less than 100. It was at 72.
76%.
Okay. It's gotten a little better. The reason I'm not really worried about it is I'm going to load my body up with a lot of coffee.
Cup of magic, time and blast, cup of coffee.
Every time I drink coffee,
71%.
It lowers my health. And some people may think that's a bad thing. However, what it's actually doing is raising your constitution. Now, by raising your constitution of your body, when you take hits, you won't get as much damage. However, to get yourself to this point, you have to drink a lot of coffee, which is going to lower your health, and then you have to use a lot of medkits to get that health back up. Now, the medkits normally work really well. If you're at 40-50% and you take one medkit, a lot of times it'll bring you right back up to 100%, but that's because your constitution is just normal. However, when you are loaded with coffee and you take a lot less damage when you get hit, you also receive a lot less healing from each medkit. And that's really has to do with a lot of percentages. So one medkit, if you're at, let's say, 50%, you take one medkit after you have a lot of coffee in your system, it might only bring you up to 55%. sometimes even 52. So having a lot of med kits before you do this strategy is very good. So now what I'm going to do is basically...
cup of coffee, bacon, coffee machine in 0 feet.
Grab a cup of coffee and drink it. Keep doing it over and over till my health is rather low. And then I'm going to fix my health up with all the med kits I have. After a brief pause of drinking a lot of coffee and bringing my body back up to as close to 100% as possible, we find ourselves standing here in front of the coffee machine.
95%.
Right now we are at 95%. Our body is loaded with coffee. Our constitution is greater than when we started the game.
So.
And now we can leave the room. Okay, so we're back at this east-west hallway.
East.
I'm going to... let's close that door.
Door in 3 feet.
Okay.
Mark.
And let's mark it.
Door in 8 feet.
Okay,
door
so here's the end
feet.
Of this east-west hallway. Now here, throughout the next area here, pretty much, there's going to be different creatures located at different rooms, and they're all random. They're not all the same. Sometimes you might find rats. Sometimes you might find humans. Cyborgs. You just don't know.
Bare fist.
He's gone, and he had something.
Data wafer in 5 feet. Automatic bolt gun. White data wafer taken. Projectile ammunition in 17 feet.
Okay, so we find ourselves in this room here. What I'm going to do before leaving is put a marker here and close the door behind me, just as I've done throughout the different areas.
Projectile ammunition taken. Door in 9 feet. Door in 10 feet. East.
Now this room here is pretty much a long north-south room.
20 by 40 feet. There is an exit from the room ahead and behind.
Okay. Now we're facing east. And as I mentioned before, this is pretty much going to take us to the northeast corner of the grid. So see, we're at the south end of the room here.
Door in 20 feet. Incendiary ammunition in 17 feet.
Oh, it's a good thing I went north here because there's more ammo.
Incendiary ammunition taken. Security chip in 4 feet. Security chip taken.
So I'm glad I did that.
So. Door in 2 feet. East. Door in 20 feet.
Okay, so now as we continue east here, let's mark this.
Mark.
And close the door behind us.
Door in 20 feet.
Letter M tells us nothing there, just to be sure. Let's do letter D.
Door ahead. Equipment. The door. Door.
Okay, so it talks about the two doors and the equipment.
Door in 19 feet. Automatic bolt gun.
We have a human and a cyborg.
East.
Okay, the letter R snapped me right back to place.
Data wafer in 10 feet.
Let's
mark
the position and tell the door to close behind us.
White data wafer taken. Bio disruptor in 8 feet.
Okay, let's get rid of this rat, and then I'll talk about the biodisruptor.
White data wafer taken. Door in 10 feet. Bare fist.
Okay.
95%.
Notice how our health is 95%, even though we have been hit a few times.
Automatic bolt gun. East.
All right, let's continue.
Door in 7 feet.
Whoa.
19, 18.
Now, see, we're pretty much at the very east end and the very north end, so the northeast corner of the area grid here. Now, I wanted to talk about the biodisruptor that we just got. You're going to get two more weapons here. The biodisruptor is one of them, and the laser pistol is the next one. The ammunition that powers the biodisruptor and the laser pistol is the power pack ammunition. So you'll notice power pack ammunition is available.
South door in 19 feet.
And that's what you use it for.
Door in 15 feet.
All right, let's do a D key just to make sure.
Door.
Okay, so it's just the two doors. And if we turn on the biodisruptor, we can hit the letter A and it'll tell us how many ammo we have with that.
60.
Okay, so it's not very much. Again, that's powered with the power pack ammunition. This is a long north-south hallway. Now, I forgot to put a marker there. I usually don't use markers because I know these areas very well.
Door in.
So we'll make sure and put a marker here.
West. Marked.
And let's try using the biodisruptor so you guys can see what it's like.
North. Security check in.
Okay, so.
Security check taken. Yellow data wafer taken.
We have now in our inventory.
Proximity, bio,
time, and medkit. Quantity,
7.
Security chip,
security,
proximity,
transport pad.
Okay, so we have the two security chips that are needed. And as you noticed, about half of my medkits are gone. And that was because I used up a lot of them in bringing my health back up after drinking all that coffee.
South. Door in 19 feet. Door
ahead,
11.
Equipment.
Door. Door.
Okay, so that was the D key again.
Door in 8 feet. Door in 1 feet. Bio grenades in 17 feet.
Alright, we're going to put a marker here.
Mark.
And close the door behind us.
Bare fist.
Here come some rats. A little sidestep.
Bio grenades. Taken. Door in 4 feet. Automatic bow gun.
Okay, so we took the bio grenades. Let's see what our count is on those.
Bio grenades, 17.
Okay, we haven't used bio grenades in a while, so we're doing good with bio grenades.
Automatic bolt gun, west door in 17 feet.
Okay, as I mentioned before, in Area 5, there was a little error. I said you would only be introduced to one more creature. However, it's actually two more that you're going to meet. One of them is easy to destroy, and you'll see him in Area 7. The other one gets introduced in this level, and if we haven't run into him yet, we might run into him here from any time on. He's not very easy to destroy, but we can certainly trap him. Alright, sounds like we have rats here. Let's use
flamethrower.
And I got rid of him quickly.
Automatic bolt gun. Mark
it there and close the door behind us.
Scope battery. Take a bare fist. Auto.
Okay, so there's two humans and a rat there, and the human got a knife in me.
95%.
But my health stayed the same. Okay, and then we find ourselves facing
south.
Kind of south. Let's go ahead
south.
And R to snap to the real south here. Okay, so as we continue walking here, I run into a wall.
West. Door in 4
There
feet.
We go. Okay, we're actually in the room now.
30 by 40 feet.
There is an exit from the room behind and to the right.
Okay, so we're going to go to the right. There's nothing
door.
In here.
Door in 19 feet.
And there's the door. It's a little off to our right now. Let's...
Door in
there
0
go.
Feet.
Ah, there's a scientist. And they're gone.
Data wafer in 20 feet. Marked.
Again, we're marking this and closing the door behind us. The letter V tells us we have not visited here before, which is the
yellow
right thing.
Data wafer. Take a door in 11 feet. West.
Okay, so
door.
Now
proximity
let's go.
Oh,
there's something
in
else.
Feet. Proximity glass mine. Take a white data wafer. Take a...
Whoa!
Door in 9 feet.
Okay, so now at the end of this hallway, we find
west.
Ourselves here at a door going to the west.
Mark
it right there. That is the sound of running water. This is the room that you would drop into if you fell in the opening in the floor of level 5.
Door in 19 feet.
And now we're wading through the water.
Marked.
And marking that position.
Door in 4 feet.
Now I could have checked to see if there was anything in that room.
Door in 5 feet.
But I didn't because I already have my two security chips.
South.
And it's pretty much a matter of just finishing the level now.
Door in 1 feet.
Okay.
Door in 1 feet.
There's our creature. We have a monster. And then you also can hear a sliding sort of effect.
11 feet.
Which is 11 feet from us.
Temporal disturbance.
And that's the new creature that gets introduced in level 6. Temporal disturbance in the older versions of Shades of Doom you could destroy with a mine or a biomine or any sort of thing like that. However, I haven't been able to destroy him in this release of Shades of Doom. Now, whether it can be done or not, again, I don't know, so you'll have to try. My strategy on this is to have him chase me, and I will trap him in another room. Where it gets kind of tricky is he's not alone here. There's a human. So I need to open the door, try to shoot the human so that the human doesn't chase me, and try to do all that before the temporal disturbance gets me. So,
south.
We are facing south. The hallway
east
is off to the east. Control N tells us that.
The passage continues in 20 feet. The passage terminates abruptly.
Okay. Okay, let's walk to recap
feet.
A little here. And see, the door opens right there.
Marker M.
And there's our marker.
Door in 7 feet.
Now, this room here is rather small. It's not even a room, really. So it's kind of hard to trap him here.
Marker 9.
So the best thing to do is to keep going
south.
This way here, south.
Whoa, whoa!
And
whoa.
Trap him.
Door in 17 whoa. Feet.
Possibly in this room.
Marker 8.
Let's see, this room is
40 by 30 feet.
Okay, 40
there is
by 30.
In the room behind M to the left.
Okay. So that's pretty much going to be the best one. Now, to make sure he's trapped, you want to make sure that the door
south.
On this other side is closed.
Door in 1 feet.
Although it won't matter as
west.
Much. Okay, so now
north.
We're going to go back north and out of this room. But this time,
east.
I'm going to leave
marker
the doors
eight.
Open so that I can quickly run through here as the disturbance
whoa.
Is chasing me.
West, marker 9. Marker 10.
And as you notice, the markers are
door
increasing
in 5 feet.
Because that's how we place them.
South.
And that's a good indication of whether you're backtracking or not if you place a lot of markers.
East.
Okay, so I'm going to face east, and let's go. Now that that's open,
west.
He'll come after me. Maybe I can even kill the human before the disturbance comes after me.
20 feet.
Let's go to the right side of the hallway here.
Automatic bolt gun. South.
There we go.
East, 12 feet.
Now there's a disturbance coming after me.
Marker 10, 19 feet. Marker 9.
Gonna let him get a little closer.
45 feet. 34 feet. 24
all right,
feet.
Let's go ahead and
seven,
turn.
19 feet.
And walk.
16 feet.
Run.
Whoa!
Okay. He's getting closer.
Marker 8.
Okay, we're at the entrance of the room where we're going to trap him.
50 feet.
We'll let him get a little closer.
41 feet.
Now, when we go into this room here, we're
going to
go in a clockwise direction.
Feet. 29 feet. East. 24 feet. 18 feet. South. 14 feet.
Okay, I'm in the room. Go to the other
in
corner.
30 feet. 32 feet. West. 29 feet.
He's coming
25
right at me.
Feet. 23 feet. 19 feet.
And let's go to the other corner now.
North. 19 feet.
And the other corner. And the
east.
Other corner. And turn
marker
left.
Eight.
Close the door behind
door
us.
In 9 feet.
And he is successfully trapped in there. And let's go to the other end here so I can talk
whoa.
About that.
West. Marker 9. Door in 12 feet. Marker 10. Door in 9 feet.
Closing those doors behind me there. Okay. We walked south as we went into the room, so the door was pretty much in the north end of the room, kind of in the middle of the room. And so we had to turn to our left a little bit as we walked, so that faces east. walked to that corner there, which is the northeast end of the room, and as he got closer to me, then I walked all the way to the southeast end of the room. As he got closer to me then, and then I walked across over to the southwest end of the room, and then to the northwest end of the room, and then I went east a little bit back to the door, turned left, heading north, closed the door behind me, and that's how the temporal disturbance was trapped. Now we're back at the room here, where we initially saw him.
South.
Right here.
Mark.
So let's mark
door
it.
In 20 feet.
And there's more creatures. Okay.
1,067.
We're still doing good with ammo. We got a med kit.
Data wafer.
And we have
feet.
A data wafer to pick up.
White data wafer. Pick out. Door in 16 feet. Door in 6 feet. Door in 1 feet.
Alright, let's do a D just to make sure we don't miss anything.
Door. Door. Equipment door.
Okay, so there's nothing there.
Door in 11 feet.
Now that's kind of two doors here. So I'm just going to use one marker
automatic
here.
Automatic bulkhead.
Let's try the
Biodisruptor.
See how that works.
Data wafer in.
Very nice.
Feet south.
Now with the Biodisruptor, it's a rather slower weapon.
White data wafer.
Almost like
message.
Your manual
bulkhead. White door in 12 feet.
Okay, so now we got the message. We got some more data wafers.
25, 30 feet. There is an exit from the room ahead and behind.
South.
Okay. Let's
door
continue.
In 9 feet.
There's our door to exit the room.
Check out ammunition in 16 feet.
Let's mark it and close it.
Door in 3 feet.
And let's get that projectile ammunition
door.
Actually.
Marker 13. Projectile ammunition in 18 feet. Ammunition taken. West.
There we go.
South.
Marker 13. Never have too much ammunition.
58. Door in 1 feet. Automatic bolt.
Yeah, that 58 told me I had 58 power pack ammunition.
1,167.
But we did increase our normal ammunition, our bolts. Okay, so now here's a little hallway. As you can tell, there's turn off to the right and turn off to the left. If you
west.
Turn to the right, it's a dead hallway.
East.
I'm not even going to bother marking it because it's not like you have much choice. We're pretty much at the
door
end of Area 6.
Feet. North.
Alright, so now we're going to get frustrated. Bang our head against the wall.
Med security check.
Unlocked.
Sidestep to the left.
Elevator in 19 feet.
And we are right here at the area. This is the end of the area, and we are at the elevator.
Locked.
Which is locked.
Security chip.
That's where our second security chip comes in handy.
Unlocked.
So now the elevator is unlocked. We are at the end of Area 6. And I thank you for listening to the audio walkthrough and joining it with me here for Shades of Doom version 1.2. This is Raul Gallegos. See you next time.